Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. The Department of Public Health and Human Services expressing thanks to leaders in the city of Laurel for agreeing to plans to partner with the state to construct a new behavioral health facility. DPHHS Director Charlie Barrington says Laurel will provide access to good workforce for the new center, and its location will help patients, their families, staff, and law enforcement with better access to mental health treatment in central and eastern Montana. The legislature cleared the way for the new center by approving $26.5 million during the last session earlier this year. Average gasoline prices in Montana take another drop, down just over 3 cents a gallon for regular. In the latest survey from GasBuddy.com, that puts the average at $2.95 a gallon, 4 cents less than last month, but a nickel a gallon higher than the start of December last year. The national average also dropped more than 8 cents a gallon. That puts Montana right at that national average of $2.95. 10 years ago, we were paying $2.28 for a gallon of regular. Montana Highway Patrol is now reporting it was an Ovando man who was killed in a crash in Powell County over the weekend. Troopers say the victim lost control of his Jeep on the icy road, crossed the center line, and smashed into an oncoming pickup. The young Oregon man driving the truck escaped injuries. Troopers suspect drugs were a factor in the Saturday crash in Sweetgrass County that killed a 74-year-old Hardin man. The victim's Mazda broke down in the middle of the driving lane on eastbound I-90, and an oncoming truck driver couldn't avoid the car, slamming into the vehicle and forcing it off the road. The driver died later at the hospital. The second round of the FCS playoffs is set, with the MSU Bobcats taking on Yale Saturday after they survived a close opener. Meanwhile, in the other bracket, the Grizzlies will face South Dakota State after the Jackrabbits obliterated New Hampshire. That's a rematch of the FCS title game where the Jackrabbits won the national championship over the Grizz 2 years ago, and they also knocked out the Grizz in the playoffs a year ago. This is the Montana State News Network.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
Snake.